Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, April 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tech stocks led U.S. markets higher. The tech-heavy NASDAQ closed up 271 points, or nearly 2%. The S&P 500 was up 37 points, or 0.8%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average added about 104 points, or 0.3%, to close at about 34,922. Shares of Twitter rose 27%, their biggest one-day percentage gain on record, after Tesla CEO Elon Musk reported that he held a 9% stake in the social media company. Elsewhere in tech, Facebook parent Meta added 4%, while Netflix was up 4.8%, and Alphabet rose more than 2%. Despite today's gains, all three stocks are still in the red for 2022. In other corporate news, shares of Starbucks fell 3.7% after the company said it's suspending billions of dollars in share repurchases. Shares of Hertz rose nearly 11%, after the car rental giant said it would purchase up to 65,000 electric vehicles over 5 years. And oil prices rose amid questions about whether European nations may shift away from Russian energy faster, and if Russian President Vladimir Putin will halt gas deliveries to Europe over demands for payment in rubles. Brent crude futures, the international benchmark, rose 3% to $107.53 a barrel. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.